In South Carolina today, the mixed-race daughter of a one-time prominent segregationist made a public statement.
My name is Essie Mae Washington Williams. My mother was named Carrie Butler. My father's name was James Strom Thurmond.
The story of 78-year-old Essie Mae Washington Williams was told in the Washington Post over the weekend, but today the world heard her voice for the first time as she described her life as the daughter of a black woman, a maid, and a white man who spent much of his political career opposing civil rights for blacks.
I certainly never did like the idea of his being a segregationist, but that was his life, and wasn't anything I could do about that. But I did have some mixed emotions.
Strom Thurmond served as senator from South Carolina for 48 years. In the late 1940s, when the Democrats announced they supported civil rights for African Americans, he quit the party. He then ran for president on a Dixiecrat ticket in 1948, campaigning against Harry Truman's civil rights position.
These uncalled for and these damnable proposals he has recommended under the guise of so-called civil rights. And I tell you, the American people from one side or the other had better wake up and oppose such a program.
In later years, Thurmond's public views would become more moderate on racial issues, and Thurmond kept in private contact with his mixed-race daughter, sending letters, money, occasionally gifts. Today, Essie Mae Washington Williams said their relationship was not entirely a secret.
When my father became a United States senator, his communication and support continued to me. I visited him many times in Washington, D.C. All of those on his staff knew exactly who I was. Throughout his life and mine, we respected each other. I never wanted to do anything to harm him or cause detriment to his life or to the lives of those around him. My father did a lot of things to help other people, even though his public stance appeared opposite.
Strom Thurmond died this year at the age of 100. Essie Mae Washington Williams decided she should wait until after her father's death to tell the world who she was.
I feel as though a tremendous weight has been lifted. I am Essie Mae Washington Williams, and at last, I feel completely free.